If the Iowa caucus this week taught us anything, it's that elections and smartphone apps don't always mix so well. An app that was developed to count caucus goers in Iowa malfunctioned and caused major disruptions. Officials say no hacking was involved, but all of this, some say, proves the U.S. is not ready to bring any part of the election process online. And yet, online voting is happening in the primaries and the general election. The World's Lydia Emanuelidou reports that despite security concerns, some voters will be casting their ballots through their smartphones and computers.
The voters we're talking about are U.S. citizens living abroad and military members deployed overseas. Under federal law, states have to make special accommodations for them to vote absentee. And in some parts of the country, they'll now be able to vote straight from their personal devices. Mason County in Washington is one of the jurisdictions allowing these voters to cast ballots through a smartphone app.
We just sent out the notice to our voters, to our military and overseas voters, of the availability of this. So, you know, we are brand new at it.
Patty McGuire runs elections in Mason County. He says the smartphone option will give military and overseas voters more access to the ballot box.
The fact is that we have overseas voters that live in places where there is not a working postal service. It's just a fact. And so returning ballots by mail isn't an option.
Here's an example McGuire gave me. A few years ago, a group of Marines was based on the Yemen-Saudi border. A helicopter would go out to them once a week with mail and other supplies, but it could only land if the wind conditions were just right.
And they would go 2-month stretches where the helicopter would come, push out supplies, and leave and not land because the wind was blowing. So they were getting mail, but they couldn't send mail. Every one of those guys, their first question was, why can't I vote on my phone?
About 500 overseas and military voters registered in the county will be able to do just that in the upcoming primary. And Mason County isn't alone. In neighboring Pierce County, 19,000 such voters are eligible to cast ballots through their phones or computers. And in Utah County, Utah, they can use their phones for the primaries and the general election. Other states are also experimenting with mobile voting. Experts say there's been a proliferation of it in the last couple years. The company that makes the app Mason and other counties will be using is called Votes. That's V-O-A-T-Z. Their CEO, Nimit Sahani, showed me around their Boston office a few days ago.
This is the Votes office.
It's a small office and a small team, about 22 people.
Engineering folks, designers, sales.
Sahani started Votes in 2015. He says technology can boost voter turnout in the U.S., which by international standards is low. In 2016, only 56% of eligible Americans voted in the presidential election.
My biggest fear is few election cycles from now, less than a third of the country is voting. It's not easy for everybody to vote. And so if technology is available and we can show that it's safe enough, why not make it easier for people to vote?
But is it safe enough? Experts say absolutely not, that online voting makes us vulnerable to the type of election hacking we saw in 2016. In fact, in a bipartisan report about that Russian interference released last year, the Senate Intelligence Committee warned states to, quote, resist pushes for online voting. The National Academy of Sciences has warned against it. Election security researchers have warned against it. Lawmakers have warned against it. In fact, just today, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden sent a letter to officials in his home state of Oregon urging them not to use the Votes app. Alex Halderman is a computer science professor at the University of Michigan. He says if we want to do online voting right, we first have to solve some of the most challenging problems in computer security.
You have to remotely authenticate people to make sure they're who they say they are.
You have to guard the servers being used
from some of the world's most sophisticated adversaries, like hostile foreign nations.
And you have to make sure the devices people are using to cast their ballots are secure and won't open up the rest of the system to hacking.
All of these things are extremely hard challenges that we haven't solved in general, and there's no reason to believe that a small startup like Votes suddenly has the magic solution to all of these issues.
Vogt says this argument is outdated, that they're using the latest and most sophisticated technology to secure their app and the ballots that are cast through it. But it's impossible to say whether that's actually true. There's virtually no government oversight or required security vetting for election software vendors like Vogt. The company says they've voluntarily worked with several private security firms to do audits of their app and systems, but they haven't made any of their results public. Vogt has also rejected many, many calls to share their source code or a technical description of their product with security researchers who want to vet it. The company says they don't want to compromise the proprietary information that makes their product special. But Professor Halderman says this kind of technical vetting is crucial.
This past spring, Switzerland was very close to deploying an online voting system, but they did make it open source and let cryptographers examine it. And what happened was the cryptographers found extremely serious vulnerabilities. And as a result of that, Switzerland ended up not using the system.
There's another company called Democracy Live that developed an app and online portal for overseas voters. Their CEO told me that the proprietary source code model is outdated and that the company is looking into making their vetting process more transparent. As for the people running elections in the counties where this technology will be used, they told me that they're satisfied with the assurances they've gotten from Vogt and Democracy Live, and that even if there are risks involved, the apps these companies make are much more secure than the alternatives, fax and email. In some states, those are the other electronic options overseas voters have to send in their ballots. And yes, you did hear it right, voting through email. Patty McGuire, the election chief in Mason County, says having to open up ballots and email attachments introduces a whole lot of security risks.
And it is at least conceivably possible that an email coming back to us could be intercepted and the attachment altered. And we would not have the ability to know that that happened.
The Vogt app, he says, is a much more secure option.
This may not be absolutely the perfect solution, but it's progress. And I think we can either bury our heads in the sand and say, too bad those folks shouldn't be able to choose their commander-in-chief, or we're going to do everything we can to let them vote.
But as many people I talked to for this story told me, when it comes to secure voting, there's really nothing that beats good old-fashioned paper ballots. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.
Lydia is all over the election security story. Read more of her reporting online at theworld.org.